Where were you on 9/11? I was living in Staten Island, and when I heard about the first plane, I rushed to a hill with a clear view of the World Trade Center. The second plane suddenly flew over me, coming in loud and low, and when it hit, I saw the fireball and the smoke. Back then, I was a reporter for the New York Times, so I ran down to the waterfront and tried to interview people. And then the South Tower disappeared. We all looked at each other like, did that just... There was so much smoke, it was hard to tell. Next September will be 20 years since 9/11. Time has flattened our understanding of the attacks. There's this sense that they came out of nowhere, out of the clear blue sky of the day itself. They didn't. 9/11 came after 11 years of deliberate moves across a global chessboard. We need to revisit the evidence and question the people at the center of this story. The war on terror continues. We don't have to make the same mistakes. This is Blindspot, the road to 9/11. I'm Jim O'Grady.
The magnitude and the significance of this threat was communicated over and over again.
We'll follow the investigators, the bureaucrats, and beat cops who chase disturbing clues about a new kind of enemy.
I don't want to use the word panic, but the sudden chilling feeling a devastating plot might well be underway.
Let's penetrate his cell and find out what's really going on.
I have lived with Osama bin Laden for more than 12 years, very close to him.
If you wanted him dead, he would have been dead 2 years ago for 50 cents in one round of ammunition.
I was so very angry, and I promised him revenge.
This is also a story about small moments, when flawed human beings made decisions under terrible pressure with partial information.
Look, it's always easy in hindsight to say it's a big mistake.
Of course we couldn't connect the dots. There were so many dots. The whole page was black.
It's about a disaster that some saw coming but didn't respond to until too late.
I said, I told you, these bastards are coming back.
Blind Spot, the road to 9/11. From History and WNYC Studios, starting September 9th.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.